We're going to take a few minutes now to talk about some things invented or innovated in Wisconsin. The typewriter. Remember that? The first practical one with the QWERTY keyboard was invented in Milwaukee in 1866. Stereo headphones were invented in Milwaukee, too, by John Koss in 1958. And the first kindergarten class in the United States was held in Watertown in 1856. Inventions and innovations with ties to our state are on exhibit at the Wisconsin Historical Museum in downtown Madison. I went there recently to ask exhibit curator David Driscoll about other Wisconsin inventions and innovations.
Oh, let's see. I guess one of the ones that people may be familiar with is the Babcock Butterfat test. Stephen Babcock was a dairy scientist.
Before Babcock, unscrupulous farmers used to scam dairies by doing things like adding water to their milk. That's back when they were paid for their milk by weight. At the University of Wisconsin, Babcock developed a reliable and simple test to measure the butterfat in milk, which became the standard for measuring milk quality, determining the price farmers are paid for their milk.
So it was really crucial in transforming the industry.
A.O. Smith strikes me as the personification of Wisconsin inventors. He was behind the first mass-produced automobile frame and these iconic blue silos and the technology that makes them possible.
They came up with all kinds of things. They initially started making bicycle frames and developed the brewery tanks for aging beer. And the story of the harvest store silo is that a farmer friend of the company president said, geez, you could take one of those beer tanks and turn it up on end and that would make a pretty good silo. So he said, yeah, maybe. And they got his research team on it, and they basically did just that.
The first telephone answering machine for use in the United States was developed in Wisconsin, and the state can make credible claims as the birthplace of the Republican Party in the 19th century, and progressive political innovations like workers' compensation and the graduated income tax in the 20th century. There are a lot of things that people believe were invented in Wisconsin, but that's not necessarily the case. What are some examples?
Probably the best example might be the outboard motor. Everyone knows Ole Evinrude and the story of, you know, kind of rowing across Lake Ripley with melting ice cream and needing to find a better way. Well, he didn't invent the outboard motor. What he did was design a really, really solid motor. And if you look at outboard motors today, the motor that he came up with in 1908 or so is still the standard, you know, what you think of when you think of an outboard motor.
Waukesha native Les Paul did indeed revolutionize the music industry by inventing multi-track recording, and he played a big part in the development of the solid body electric guitar. But he did all that in the studios of Los Angeles, New York, not in Wisconsin. The inventor of the surfboard eventually moved to Wisconsin, but he didn't invent it here. And no examination of Wisconsin inventions and innovations could be complete if we didn't ask once and for all, was the hamburger really invented in Seymour?
Indeed, it was invented in Wisconsin.
David Driscoll is the curator of the exhibit Wisconsin Innovations from the Iconic to the Unexpected, and you can catch it at the Wisconsin Historical Museum in downtown Madison through July of next year.